You are listening to KNKX. Cookbook author Andrea Nguyen has a new one out focusing on Vietnamese cooking with ingredients available in American supermarkets. Dick Stein and KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson have tried some of her recipes, and they have a report on today's Food for Thought.
Stein, nothing excites us more than a fabulous new cookbook, and both of us are huge fans of Viet cookbook author and journalist Andrea Nguyen. Remember her first one? You use it a lot, Into the Vietnamese Kitchen, right?
I sure do, and I keep up to date with her blog, Viet World Kitchen. Anything to do with Viet cooking, Andrea Nguyen is my go-to gal.
And what's great about her, it's not just Viet cooking. Her Asian Dumplings book, Asian Dumplings Across the Spectrum, ditto for her tofu book, where she really goes in-depth about the different ways different cultures use tofu, how it's made, where you can get it. But her new cookbook, Vietnamese Food Any Day, is really made for people who otherwise, you know, might not think to cook Vietnamese food.
And there's a great backstory to it. When she, as a little girl and her family, arrived in the States in the 70s from Vietnam.
In 1975.
And had to do their shopping at the local Albertsons, which in 1975, probably not that big on Asian cooking supplies, let alone specifically Viet. She said they had to make do with La Choy soy sauce and so on. Her mother, who's a very resourceful cook, found a way to adapt what she could find in an American supermarket to Viet cooking.
Like, she couldn't get her hands on rice flour then and used instead swan's down cake flour.
And it's all about adapting and being versatile. And the thrust of this book, Vietnamese Food Any Day, is making Viet food with stuff that can be found in most supermarkets. As Andrea points out in the book, today you can go into pretty much any Safeway, Albertsons, QFC, what have you, and they've all got pretty good international sections.
And another thing she says in this new book is you really don't need a wok or any kind of special pot or pan.
Right.
She just suggests having a few good pans and skillets, a microwave, and a pressure cooker / Instant Pot.
Yeah, Instant Pot, okay. What recipes have you made from the book?
Well, the first one I made was the sizzling rice crepes, rice flour pancakes that are colored and flavored with turmeric and coconut milk, and you fill them with ground pork and shrimp and bean sprouts and onion. I've had this at local Vietnamese restaurants, and it was really great to make it from scratch with things that you can buy at your local supermarket.
I made her chicken with rice and celery, made with rendered chicken fat. Andrea says, well, you can use oil if you don't have chicken fat. But I say, if you can possibly do it with the rendered chicken fat, schmaltz, do it. And then you'll have the little cracklings to mix into the rice, too. It's better with schmaltz, trust me.
And then this week, I made the rice noodle salad bowl. It's noodles and fresh vegetables with a marinated grilled meat. I used a skirt steak, and it was excellent. And instead of using rice noodles, which were more traditional, I actually used an Italian dried noodle, an angel hair pasta, that was excellent. And Max said I could make that every week.
Andrea's coming to town.
Yep. Monday, March 18th at Booklarder. She'll be there from 6:30 to 8 p.m. signing books and talking about the new book. And I think maybe, if we're lucky, having just a little taste of something from the book.
Andrea Nguyen's new book is Vietnamese Food Any Day. And like all of her cookbooks, very well researched and very clear.
And they're always reliable.
We'll have pictures of some of the dishes Nancy and I cook, and I'll show you how I rendered that schmaltz on the Food for Thought blog at knkx.org. Maybe drop off a pledge for the KNKX Spring Fund Drive while you're there. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
It's an Andrea win-win situation.
Oh, Leeson.
He's Dick.
Making the food pyramid a slippery slope with schmaltz.
Stein.